Good day, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Father Blake Britton from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we are celebrating the feast of St. Barnabas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we commemorate the feast of Saint Barnabas, one of the successors to the apostles, specifically Saint Paul. His feast is important to us for two reasons: tradition and creed. Firstly, tradition. Our faith is one that was not invented, but that was passed down from Christ himself. That's what the word tradition means. It comes from the Latin word traditio, which means to be handed over. This has always been what has supported the church's great hope and confidence in her mission, that what she shares is not her own construction. What she shares is not her own invention. What the church shares is of Christ, given by Christ to his 12 apostles, and passed down generation after generation. Barnabas was one of the first recipients of that tradition. He was one of the disciples of St. Paul, traveled with him in several missionary adventures, and even led one of these missionary adventures, in which St. Paul was a collaborator. He was a great evangelist that spread the gospel that he had received from the 12 apostles. Barnabas himself was a Levitical Jew. What that means is that he was a member of the priestly class of the Jews. For this reason, many scholars believe that he was the author of the letter to the Hebrews, which is the great priestly letter on Jesus Christ. Likewise, there is another tradition which strongly supports that St. Barnabas was the one who actually wrote down the Gospel of Matthew. So we know that the four Gospels were not necessarily written by the hands of those four Gospel writers. Rather, it was the preaching of those apostles, of those Gospel writers, which was then scribed by another person, written by the hand of another. The same thing is true for some of the letters. For example, the two letters of St. Peter. St. Peter most likely did not actually write those letters, but what he did do is they are his words. He preached them and someone else transcribed them. They remembered his homilies. They remembered his teachings. Or he may have personally dictated those letters to that individual. Barnabas is believed to be one of these persons who received the Gospel of Matthew and wrote it down. Why? Because when his remains were discovered, he was clenching onto his chest a copy of the Gospel of St. Matthew in Hebrew. How beautiful. He died with the book of the Gospels upon his breast. St. Barnabas is a recipient of this tradition and he passes it on. And because of men like him and women like him, we are able to say that we are part of one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Secondly, the Feast of St. Barnabas reminds us of another important word in Catholicism, creed. We know that every time we celebrate a solemn liturgy, including Sundays, we recite the Nicene Creed. That word creed from the Greek word symbolein, which is like a shoe tie. It's something that binds things together. So the tradition that we have received, the handing over of the teachings of Christ, the handing over of the salvation of Jesus, is now what binds us all together as one mystical body of Christ, tradition and creed. This is possible because of St. Barnabas. This is possible because of St. Peter, St. Bartholomew, St. Matthew, St. Paul, all of the other great apostles and original disciples of Jesus, St. Lydia, St. Priscilla, St. Agatha, St. Lucy, St. Mary Magdalene, our Blessed Mother. As we commemorate this feast of St. Barnabas, let us thank God that we are part of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, that we are part of that group of people who have received directly from Christ through the hands of his apostles and disciples the true faith. And likewise, may we realize that this impends upon us a responsibility. We are bound to one another. We are creeded. We are tied together by these teachings of Christ as one mystical body. We are our brother's keeper. What are ways that we need to continue growing in this creed, deepening our gift of faith, and putting it into practice in our lives? Amen.